The final hour of the third floor, beginning right now. I'm Bill Cromwell. Thanks for being with me for great classical music on this week's program, a choral program. We just had that one instrumental piece early on from a composer named Percy Fletcher, a fiddle dance, but other than that, it's been all choral music. A few weeks back, I played a short mass for you by André Caplet, and it's absolutely charming, delightful, and lovely. But I didn't have any other Caplet in the third floor library, so I did something about it, and now bring you excerpts from a work of his called Le Miroir de Jésus, scored for choir, mezzo-soprano, and orchestra. Basically, a three-part story of Christ: birth, crucifixion, and resurrection. At some point down the road, I'll play the whole thing. It comes in at just over an hour, but for today, the first portion dealing with the birth. We're going to hear, again, this work from André Caplet, Le Miroir de Jésus, with Brigitte Daigneau, mezzo-soprano, La Maîtrise de Radio France, with the Orchestra des Pays de Savoie, conducted by Mark Foster. A review of this recording in Gramophone says that a generally first-rate recording of a neglected masterpiece by a composer we encounter all too seldom these days. But I bring it to you now on the third floor.
André Caplet de musique illustre. Thank you.
Music of André Caplet on the third floor, and selections from Le Miroir de Jésus with Brigitte Desnoux, mezzo, and La Matrice de Radio France, and the Orchestre des Pays de Savoie, conducted by Mark Foster. And had to do an excerpt there as the work comes in at just over an hour, but we will come back to that. I think you would agree. It's just spellbinding. Lots of sort of a Debussy influence there, and those two composers, Caplet and Debussy, were colleagues, and Caplet did some orchestrations for Debussy, and you can hear that influence in that music. One choral masterpiece after another on this choir-heavy installment of the third floor, and we finish with a mass from Robert Carver, featuring an astonishing performance by the 16 Scottish composer of the 17th century, Robert Carver. This comes in at 40 minutes, so I hope you're, how shall I say, situated mentally and physically to let this art wash over and through you. It is the Dum Sacrum Mysterium from Robert Carver. And an incredible performance from the 16, really. Just that's why I'm playing it. The main reason I'm playing it is because of the performance by the 16. While John surveys the divine mystery, Archangel Michael sounds the trumpet. O forgiving Lord, our God, who lays open the book and reveals his signs. Alleluia. Once again, Harry Christopher is leading the 16 in this mass, Dum Sacrum Mysterium, from Robert Carver on the third floor.
Oh.
dum sacrum mysterium, surveying the divine mystery, a mass from Robert Carver on the third floor. Another shared experience up on the third floor. Together we enjoyed a feast of choral music on this week's program from Benjamin Britten, Leonard Bernstein, Johann Sebastian Bach, Thomas Tallis, Giovanni Palestrina, Robert Carver, and more. How about that mass from Robert Carver? Oh, goodness, what a performance. From the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. I do hope you can join me next week for one work in particular that, once again, goes well beyond words. Mahler's Eighth, the Symphony of a Thousand, and a remarkable performance conducted by Sir George Schulte. Life-affirming, spiritually charged, and perhaps just what the doctor ordered during these unsettled times. Join me, and we'll relish in the music of Mahler together. Meanwhile, visit the Third Floor website at classicalthirdfloor.org. classicalthirdfloor.org for a link to almost 100 free archived programs, plus bio material, pictures, the weekly blog, and the all-important support button at the top of the page. The Third Floor continues to work toward hearing from 100 listeners and their support. Thank you. I'm Bill Cromwell. I love today's music, and I hope you did as well. Thanks for coming by, and I hope to see you next week. Until then, so long.